Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert won his cabinet's approval today for a prisoner swap with the militant group Hezbollah. Under the deal, two soldiers held by the Lebanese group and believed to be dead would be recovered. The seizure of army reservists Ehud Goldwasser and Eldad Regev in a July 2006 border ambush triggered a month-long war in Lebanon, with Olmert ruling out talks on their return. He then relented, negotiating through a UN-appointed German mediator. Meanwhile, Israel reopened at least three of its border crossings with the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip today, following a halt to Palestinian cross-border shelling attacks. Israel shut the crossings on Wednesday after an Islamic Jihad rocket salvo, which the Palestinian faction called retaliation for Israel's killing of one of its West Bank chiefs. Owen Murray is from the Irish Catholic aid agency Trocra, and he was recently in Gaza. He told us more about the most pressing needs of the people there.
Well, I think most people have food. You know, most people are getting food aid from the United Nations. Some people are in employment and they can afford to buy fruit and vegetables on the local market. The most pressing need is to be able to move, to be able to leave the Gaza Strip, to be able to trade if you're a businessman, to be able to get to hospital if you're sick, to be able to leave and pursue your studies if you're a student, just to do the most basic thing that we consider as normal on a daily basis, to get from one place to another. And I think once you start to see that happening, and once you let a bit of fresh air into the Gaza Strip, then the whole situation will begin to change its dynamic very, very quickly. But really, people just need to be able to get in and get out and to get their goods and services in and out so they can live normally.